What a schus we have to learn the Maor v'Shemesh in his section on Shavuos, the Remzei Shavuos. And we'll begin with the piece V'chol Ha'am Ro'am Esakolos. I'd like to learn three or four pieces together. There's so much here. We don't have time to get to everything, but a bissel is oich good, as Rabbi Nachman would say. A little bit is also good. So we'll begin V'chol Ha'am Ro'am Esakolos. It says by Kabbalah Torah that everyone saw the kolos, ves halapidim, ves kol ha-shofar, ves har ha-shen, vayar ha-am, vayanu, vayamdu merachok. The people saw the sights and sounds of Har Sinai, and they trembled, and they stood at a distance. Vayomer el Moshe, daber ata imano, v'nishma. We don't think we can handle hearing the Dvar Hashem. Moshe, please take over. Va'al yidaber imano elokim pendamos. We're afraid that if Hashem continues to speak, we're not going to survive. V'yomer Moshe el ha'am, al tira'o ki leva'avur nasos eschem ba'alokim. Don't worry, this is all part of Hashem's master plan. This is a test. U'va'avur tia yir'asu al p'neichem levilti techatau. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is building you, is nurturing you, is preparing you for a life of yir'as shamayim and avodas Hashem. So the Rebbe asks, Hadik deku b'gemara brachos isa, dahani kolos, hein kolos de koda matatorah. These kolos took place prior to Kabbalah Satorah. V'chan mashma shahayu achar adibros. And from the way that B'nai Yisrael, Pasha Pshad of the Pesukim, it sounds like B'nai Yisrael are communicating after Hashem has already spoken. Sh'amru daber ata imanu v'nishma. Moshe, you speak to us instead. V'hadibros shamu p'yagvura. That they had in fact heard a Kodesh Baruch Hu speak. Question number one. What exactly was the order? When did these events take place? When did this conversation take place? Furthermore, maybe even more fundamental to what we're trying to understand here, this is all part of Hashem's test. But ma nisosam, what exactly was the test of the kolos and brakim of Har Sinai? Shehera lehem kolos liros hayam dubinisai, when Hashem showed them thunder and lightning and the sound of the shofar. How is this all a test to see if they would be Omid bin Yisrael? What was the Nisayon? V'nira, says the Rebbe, says the Maor v'Shemesh, dihinei tachlis avodas Hashem hu la'asig achduso yisbarach shema ad shenase davok be'in sof baruch hu. We know that Shavuos is the yard site of the Holy Baal Shem Tov, and one of the main teachings that the Baal Shem Tov emphasized, you can't say that he created, certainly not, it's Torah Hashem, and he wasn't the first tzaddik to say it, but something he certainly emphasized as emerges from the Shar Yichud V'Amuna of the Baal HaTanya is the notion that what? That everything is absolute achdus, everything is absolute oneness of Hashem, and to come to cling to that and to recognize that, not to see a world that is in any way divided, but to recognize Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that it's really all one and ain't od mavado. Va'afim Yischel Madregos, afal pichein lo yishkot v'lo yanuach she'ein zeikar. And even if a person attains great levels and he's able to see lofty things and he's able to perceive and understand lofty things, he shouldn't stop there because he's not there yet. Why? And listen to this line. It's very lofty. It's a high level, but it's a truth, a Torah truth. Shekol zman sheroa v'shomea adayin. If you're still bound to a world where ri'ia and shmia are two different experiences, even if you're having a lofty experience, even the way we describe at Har Sinai that they were able to see sounds and they were able to hear sight, even so, shekol zman sheroa v'shomei adayin, if you're still able to see, if you're still able to hear, ein od davuk v'ein sof baruch hu. You're still in a world of different dimensions, of re'iyah and shmiyah. You have yet to achieve that perfect oneness with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rak tzarech leilich madrega l'madrega at shenase davuk v'ein sof baruch hu, v'az hu l'mal mikol olamos, to transcend all the pratim, all the details, all the distinction, and disparate levels of this world and of all the worlds, but to cling to Hashem b'chvodu uva'atzmo. L'chein eno roa ve'eno shomeya shum davar. When one is truly attached fully to Hashem, one doesn't see, one doesn't hear, one is not able to experience anything other than Hashem. Rak shemasig mitzios ein sof baruch hu. He has this incredible grasp, this all-encompassing grasp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the truth and the essence and the being that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamosha Kasuv, a very interesting parish, ki lo re'isam kol tmuna. It says in Chumash Devarim, lo re'isam kol tmuna. We often assume what that means is that you shouldn't have graven images, you shouldn't have avodah zarah. But the Maor v'Shemesh is saying more simply, you shouldn't be able to see anything. You should see nothing other than Hashem. Va'omer, Or like it says in the Navi Yeshaya, El mi sidam yuni ve'eshveh. To who can I be compared? In other words, what else is there besides me, Hashem says. L'chein imhu roa o shomea eza madrega, tzarech lizar ma'od shalo lifnos elav v'yachshavena ve'enav. A person who has, again, obviously not just a superficial re'iyah or a superficial shmiyah, but even one who has attained a level of re'iyah and shmiyah that's lofty, he shouldn't stop there. Because he's still in a world where what? Where he's seeing things with, albeit an elevated perspective, a human perspective. He should recognize the fact that he's still experiencing, again, different types of human experiences, re'iyah, shmiyah, v'chulu. He has not yet reached the perfect ultimate level. Avram is always digging deeper, searching, recognizing things that Hashem created, appreciating their depth, appreciating their value, but then digging deeper and saying, but what's behind it? Let me get to the essence of it all. The etzem, the atzmius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the metzius of the Ein Sof Baruch Hu. Hayema'ayin betachbula bechama ulevana umazalos. He searched and searched with great strategy to understand the sun, the moon, the constellation. Atshiyada shehim nivram, until he came to the conclusion, this is not God itself, or himself, rather, this is just the creations of Hashem. Va'afilu ba'olam ha'malachim v'srafim v'chayus ha'kodesh. He didn't say, wow, I'm already living in such an elevated spiritual realm. What more is there to search for? No, he kept searching. Until he came to the source, until he came to the essence, which is Hashem himself. And Avram said, that's where I want to be connected. A person needs to, in a sense, reject all of the levels to keep searching for the essence of it all. And that's part of the nisayon that a person experiences. You could experience olam hazeh in a super and crass and shallow and superficial gashmiyazdik way that distracts you from seeing Hashem. But you could also see lofty things which are a distraction from seeing the essence of Hashem. The test is liros im yifne lemadregos. Is a person going to turn and be drawn after these madregos? Im chas v'shalom pona aleihem, and if he's wowed by them, if he turns his attention to them, yuchal levo chas v'shalom lidei tos. That in fact could be a mistake, because even though he's come to recognize the realm of the malachim, that's still not the it. V'isa bizar kadosh shayakam akitos b'matan Torah shepanu atzam elakolos v'alapidim. And unfortunately, whether you understand this incredibly superficially or much more deeply, there were Jews who were excited about the sights and sounds of Har Sinai. Again, whether it was just the fireworks show that they were excited to watch, or obviously more fundamentally, more deeply, that they were seeing incredible giluyim of the Rabbono Shel Olam, but because of that, they missed out on the main thing. They were distracted by a secondary, albeit very spiritual experience. And that's the nisayon. With this we can understand the pasuk. V'chol ha'am ro'am v'sakolos v'salapidim v'yar ha'am v'yanu v'yamdu mirachok. When they saw what was happening here, they were wowed by it. Ratzalomar shayu ro'im achar matan Torah. They realized after matan Torah. Sheba matan Torah hayu ro'im kolos v'lapidim. They looked back and they said, wait a minute. The sights and the sounds that we saw at that time, the fact that we saw them, is itself a failure. It was almost like a test of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Are you going to be distracted by the Kolos Uvrakim? Are you going to be distracted by the Lapidim? Or are you going to be able to see through all the noise, albeit again, holy and an elevated noise, but are you able to see past that to get to something deeper, to get to the Atzmius, the Tachlis of it all? Because if we were truly clinging to Hashem, lo hayu roim v'shomim u'uma kanis kalel, we wouldn't see anything at all. And that's what caused them to tremble after Matan Torah, that they were bothered by the fact that maybe we had not captured the full experience of Kabbalah Satorah. And now we understand when the Gemara says, Hani kolos koda Matan Torah have. These kolos, in fact, took place before Matan Torah, but they realized afterwards what they had experienced and why they had experienced. What's a lomar? Kevan shayu roam kolos v'lapidim, lo higiu letachlas ha'shleimus kamo kodem matan Torah. They did not achieve the goal that they were supposed to achieve from the Kabbalah Satorah itself. Ve'yanu'u ve'yamdu merachok. What's a lomar? Sheyiru lenafsham sheim rachok kemi ansof baruchu. They trembled at the thought that maybe we're still superficial, maybe we're outsiders, maybe we're far from Hashem as opposed to truly connected to Hashem. Vayomer al Moshe, daber ata imanu v'nishma v'al yedaber imanu elokim pen namus. So what were they saying when they said, Moshe, you take over, you speak to us, we're scared to die. Perush, shemoshe nis'ale yoser mehem. Moshe, you know how to give it over in a way that's fundamental, that's essential. Minis davik be'in sof baruchu. You grasp the Torah v'hisik ha-Torah kaduma. You understood the Torah at its root, the way it's supposed to be understood. Asher alea nemar ve'ayeh etzlo amon. V'zeu v'yomer el Moshe, daber ata imanu. Moshe, help us to understand the Torah on your level. She'ata dovok be'in sof baruchu. Va'al yedaber imanu elokim. When we're hearing it straight from Hashem, we're only unfortunately receiving it on a lower level. And because of that, God forbid, we're going to die. What does it mean we're going to die? We're having this temporary high, this geshmak out of Kabbalah Satorah, the lapidim, the kolos, but we're not able to maintain that level because that's not it. Or maybe it's a misa, it's an afila, because if we could grasp it on a higher level and we grasp it on a lower level, that's a form of death. That's a failure. And therefore Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, relax. Listen, this is part of the test. And this is part of the training of a Jew. This is part of the worldview a Jew is supposed to develop. That there's Ein Od Mavado. That I don't even see the world. I don't even see the geshmak things of the world. I don't even see the holy things of this world. Because I'm able to see the essence, again, of a Kodesh Baruch, the Metzios of the Or Ein Sof within it. And not chas v'shalom to get caught, even in the outer layers of Lima Torah, or Shmiras HaMitzvos, to make sure that every time I engage in something Torahdik, it attaches me to the Makor, to the Shorash. And that's what Moshe says. Vayomer Moshe la'am, al tirao, don't be afraid. Ki levavur nasos eschem ba'alokim, ratzolomer shu menasa eschem, Hashem is testing you, im tifnu aleyam, are you going to turn towards this, o im tim asu osam, or are you going to despise it and reject it and say this is not it. Levavur tia yirasu apanechem levilti sechato. And this again will train a Jew to not sin or to not miss the mark and to be able to be truly focused on the main thing at all times. Again, it's a very lofty level, but it's an absolute truth of chasidus, of pnimius haTorah, that we should all, again, lefi madrego senu, strive for. Okay, let's do the very next piece. Achaz dibra elokim. Shtayim zu shamati, ki oz lelokim, ulecha Hashem chased, ki ata seshalim l'ish k'masay. A pasuk can tell him. What does it mean, achas dibra lelokim, shtayim zu shamati? What does it mean, ki oz lelokim, ulecha Hashem chased? Is Hashem presenting himself with strength? Is Hashem presenting himself with kindness? And what does it mean? What's in fact is the kindness that Hashem is to shalim ish k'masay, that Hashem pays a person according to his efforts? Obviously, I would say that's midas hadin, to pay a person appropriately. Nira lefarish ha-pasuk zeh. Dinei kutshubichu v'araisa Yisrael chad. We know from the Zohar and Parshas Achrei Mos that Hashem and the Torah and the Jewish people have a oneness, that they're connected with absolute oneness. V'lo ke'echad shebemispar sheyesh achrav sheini el ha'kol hu achdus ha-pashut. So continuing the theme of the oneness of things, it's not a one that's followed by a two, because two also has a sheyeches to one. We're talking about an absolute oneness. And achdus pashut, ki nishmos Yisrael netzlu me'atzmus Yisbarach shemo. Because a Jew, and a Jew is not a Jew's body, a Jew is a Jew's neshama. The neshama of a Jew is literally a chelek elokam imal. It's a piece of a Kadosh Baruch Hu inside of ourselves. I know the word peace is a difficult word when we talk about oneness and perfect oneness. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu obviously can't be broken into pieces. But lamashal, a chelek elokam imal mamish. The neshama of a Jew is taken from the essence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah is also a manifestation of Hashem's essence in written form. Okay, so Hashem, the Torah, and Klal Yisrael are all one. V'shamati mi'admor Rabbeinu Elimelech Zatzal, a famous teaching from the Noam Elimelech, which he has in his Sefer as well, in Parshas Yisro, I believe, as well as in the Likutei Shoshana in the back, on the pasuk Vayedaber Elokim Eskol Advar Me'ila Leimor Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The two psukim that begin, the Aseres HaDibros, Hashem spoke all of these things saying, Pasuk 1, Pasuk 2, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. So it's an introductory pasuk. Hashem spoke all of these things, and the first one on that list is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and then we continue from there with the Hemshech of the Torah. That's the Pasuk Pshat. But explaining the Rebbe Reb Melech, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, Shekol HaTorah Kula Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kedei Shenuchel LaHasig Alokusa Yisbarach Shemo. The entirety of the Torah was given for the singular purpose of what? Of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, to recognize the oneness of Hashem. And that's what it means, Vayedaber Elokim, Eis Kol HaDvar Me'ila, all of the things that you're going to read in the Torah, every mitzvah, every hanhaga, every sifkatan in the Mishnah Berurah, it's all for the singular purpose, Kedei Shenucha Lomar, that a Jew should come to recognize, and Hashem should be able to declare through all of those Prate Pratim of Halacha, of Avodas Hashem, of Shmiras HaMitzvos, it's all one big topic. It's all one thing that Hashem wants to say. And that one thing that Hashem wants to say to us so badly is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Keeping kosher is about recognizing Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Taras HaMishpacha is about Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Shmira Shabbos is about Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Shaking a lulav and esrog is about Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's all one thing. It's all declaring. Kol HaDvar Me'ila is declaring, is lemur Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's saying Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Shebilti efshar la'asig alokusa yisbarach shemo, ela kashiyakayim kol haTorah kula, nimza kol haTorah hi nechlalas banochi. We have to be able to keep the entirety of the Torah. But how do we do that? So it's all contained within Anochi. There's something that unifies the entire process. We'll see in the next piece how he fine-tunes this idea in a slightly different way. The Gamber Rabbeinu Bachai, we find in Rabbeinu Bachai's Hakdama to Parshas Bereishis, he refers to the concept Shetaryag Mitzvos Heim Klalim. The 613 mitzvos are a framework for the singular goal of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Va'pratim Ein Lam Shir. There are 613 primary core principles, the Klalim, and there are many, many details that emerge from there. The Vilna Gaon is cited as well by his brother in his Sefer. The Ma'ala Satara, from the brother of the Vilna Gaon. That he quotes his brother, I believe, in the introduction, who said that the 613 are really just the roots from which all of the many, many, many myriad of details emerge. Okay, so if that's so therefore what? In other words, there's a world of pratim and there's a world of klalim. But the klal that encompasses all of the klalim is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Whereas the Zohar Kadosh says, Isa Gamkin, Shehin Taryag Itim. It refers to the 613 mitzvos as 613 pieces of advice. Eitan means etzos. Ratzalomar shein etzos la'adam eich yuchal la'asig alakuso. 613 pieces of advice for the singular goal of recognizing, attaching oneself, clinging to Hashem. V'nimsa sha'anochi hu klalus v'ikar shal kol ha'torah v'kadosh baruch hu hayachol lichlo kol ha'torah v'pasak anochi. So if it's really true that anochi is all-encompassing and contains everything, so then why didn't Hashem just say Anochi? Why did Hashem even need to say anything else? That's an interesting question. This is perhaps the idea that Hashem said two things at one time. Hashem said 613 things at one time. We heard the entirety of the Torah, so to speak, in one sentence, or in one word, or in one breath. So why, in fact, do we, from the outer perspective, see it as a world of so many different mitzvahs with so many different details? It was really an act of kindness of Hashem. Hashem could have given us one mitzvah and it's an all-encompassing mitzvah, either you're in or you're out, yes or no. Hashem in his kindness wanted us to score many points to be able to earn a lot of credit, to earn a great reward. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his desire to refine and to reward Klal Yisrael, he gave us a lot of work. He gave us here b'lehem Torah mitzvos. V'im hayakolo kol haTorah b'anochi. And if Hashem would have literally just said Anochi, hayinu mitzuvim ha'osim ela al Anochi, we would only have one mitzvah that we're really achrayi for, and we'd only be able to be rewarded for one mitzvah, albeit such a big mitzvah. V'lo hayischar gadol kol kach. But the schar wouldn't be as great. Maybe it's like the Rambam says. The Rambam says that if a person has the opportunity to give $100 to tzedakah, or if he can give $1 to tzedakah 100 times, better to give it $1 100 times. Because the more a person does something, the more it has a hashpah on the person. Right? That's how the Rambam writes in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says, "Hakol lefi rov ha-ma'aseh." Everything is in accordance with the the multitude of activity. The more you do it, the more it becomes a part of you, as opposed to a single act, even if it's seemingly a greater act. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to be able to not just do this one thing. I want you to do lots of things, 613 things, more than 613 things. But it's all rooted, each one of them is somehow a manifestation or an expression of this one big thing, namely, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And in this way, Leficha Chir Belhem Torah Mitzvos, Kedei Shniyah Mitzuvim Va'osim Al Kol HaTorah V'Yisra B'Scharenu. It's, again, on a surface level, we're commanded in this, and we're commanded in that. And because we're mitzuva va'osa and all of these things, we're able to be rewarded more generously in all of these things. And that's what it means. Now we understand the pasuk. Bezeo achaz dibre elokim shtayim zu shamanu. Hashem, you said one thing, but we heard two things. Umizeh tucha lahavin shigam kol ha-torah ha-yachol lichlo ba-anochi. Hashem, you could have said everything in the word anochi, ki oz lelokim. You certainly had the strength to say one word that encompassed so much. You could have given it all over in a single blast, in a single word, in a single expression. And therefore we wonder, why did Hashem divide up the Torah? So why did in fact you divide each mitzvah into its subcategories? To give us great reward. Wow. So despite your incredible strength, Hashem, it was an act of kindness to give the Torah in this way. Namely, Shapira called a Torah mitzvah, that you divided each mitzvah into its own category, made its own command, its own sivoy. And in that way, ki atas shalim liish k'maseyu, in this way you're able to reward us so generously, ratzalomar, kadeshi shalim schar kamitsuva va'osa, vizeu k'maseyu, to reward us like one who's commanded and does. As we know from the Gemara, a person who's commanded to do something and does it gets a greater reward than a person who opts in on their own. O Yomar, continuing with the next little piece, in some ways a hemshich of this idea, another way to explain, Achaz Dibre Elokim V'Gomer, Dihinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nasan Torah LiYisrael Mi'atzmuso Yisbarach Shemo. Hashem gave us the Torah from His essence, V'chol HaTorah Hichad, and the whole Torah is really one, Shekol HaMitzvos Nichlalim Banochi, as we just explained, V'chol HaMitzvos Nichlalim Chad B'Chavre, and every mitzvah is connected one to its friend. But again, we have to ask from our human perspective, Hashem gave us so many mitzvos, and no individual is able to do all of them. In the simplest sense, there are mitzvos for Kohanim and Levim. There are mitzvos for Kohanim, the mitzvos for Levim, the mitzvos for Yisraelim, the mitzvos for men, the mitzvos for women. There are mitzvos that are situational. No one can do all the mitzvos. Ubeprad begalus hamar, all the more so. Sadly, in the galus that we're in, we don't have Beis HaMikdash. There's so many mitzvos tluyos ba'aretz that are not functioning in their fullest capacity. Mitzvos karbanos HaMikdash, sadly, we don't have. Sha'ata bavanosinu harabim chaser lanu kolzos. We're lacking in all of this. So how do we, in fact, achieve the 613? Well, there is an Eitzah. Achim yesh meinenu ava v'achdos. But if the Kohen is connected to the Yisrael, if the Yisrael is connected to the Levi, if the Levi and the male Levi is connected to the female Levi, if everyone's feeling connected to each other, we become a chabura achas. When we recognize that just like Hashem is one, Klal Yisrael is one, and Nishmas Yisrael is one, albeit on the surface it looks like it's divided, just like mitzvos look like they're divided into so many categories. But at its root, it's all one thing. So when every person loves, respects, and cares for each other with a real sense of ava and a real genuine sense of achdus, Avas gematria echad, v'chol chad kolo atzmo v'chavre, and everyone attaches himself to his friend, and therefore we're able to kind of share our strengths and compensate for each other's weaknesses. V'yesh l'chol echad chelik v'toras v'shachavero, we're able to share in a collective way our Torah and our mitzvos, b'shem kol Yisrael, to kind of bring it all together. V'isam, we know from the Gemara in Menachos, kol ha'oseg b'parshas ha'karbanos gilu hikrav karbon, studying an area of Torah is as if you did it, if you studied it in a serious way, if you're osik in it. V'chol ha'osik v'mlechas ha'mikdash gilu nimna beis ha'mikdash b'yamav, and studying about the beis ha'mikdash in a sense is like building beis ha'mikdash. L'chein, in nishmaso note limud m'seches kodshim, in nishmaso sozeh note eiz m'seches acheres. So if you have one person who says, I like learning kodshim, another person says, I like learning gittin, I like learning nashim, I like learning kedushin, right, I like learning ksubis. Another person says, I'm a moed type of Jew. I like sukkah, and I like Shabbos, and I like psachim. Okay, so each person does his chelek. V'chein v'mitzvos ha'maisim tovim. Everyone has their mitzvah, so to speak. Zed nizhar tvei b'mitzvah, zed nizhar tvei b'mitzvah. This one is particular about this mitzvah, this one is particular about that mitzvah. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, kofir ches, but my zahir tvei, what was your father makbidin? What was his main mitzvah? Everyone's allowed and should have, and just does, has mitzvahs. We all have mitzvahs that we feel, for whatever reason, uniquely connected to. V'im kol echad v'echad kolo as atzmo b'chavre v'achtas gomers, when we attach to each other, and everyone brings the best of himself or herself to that particular area of Avodas Hashem, v'atorhu gam kin v'achtas gomer, that unifies the Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is m'shalim l'kol echad v'echad tzchar kol ha-Torah kula, then we're all able to be rewarded as if we kept the entirety of the Torah, because it's not as if we unite in such a way that we have truly kept the entire Torah. Even though I myself, as Moshe Tzvi, did not keep the entire Torah. But with the help from our friends, we're able to get by and we're able to achieve Kol HaTorah Kula. Because everyone's connected to his friend with absolute Achdus. So that's also another Pshat in the Pasuk. Achas Dibre Elokim Shtayim Zu Shamanu. Or Shamati. Shekol HaTorah Hi Achdus HaPashut. The whole Torah is really be'emes one. V'kadosh Baruch Hu yachol hashmiya kol haTorah b'milas Anochi, and Hashem again could have said over the entire Torah in the singular word Anochi. Ki oz l'elokim. Hashem could do whatever he wants. He has the power. He has the strength. Ach mi yuchol l'kayim kol tarei mitzvos. But the problem is that no one's able to keep all 613. Achim yesh b'Yisrael ava v'achdos. But when we love and respect and care for each other, v'kadosh Baruch Hu osa chesed zeh, shemeshalim l'chol echad schar kol haTorah. Hashem says, I'll give you his credit, I'll give this one that one's credit, and we'll all be able to have a perfect score on our exam. V'zehu l'cha Hashem. This is what the pasuk means. To you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chased. Hashem, to you it's a chesed. What's the chesed? The chesed is, ki ata seshalim l'ish k'maseyu. Ratzalomar, you reward a person k'maseyu. K'may seshalo yizbarach, shenasan l'amu Yisrael, Torah shehi koleles. You give us reward from your perspective, as if what? As if it's all one thing, and we're able to, somehow we're able to, crowdfund our success in Torah. And therefore, since it's all one thing, so you do your mitzvah, and I'll do my mitzvah, and you'll do your learning, and I'll do my learning, and you'll do your davening, I'll do my davening, and somehow it'll all connect in such a way that we're all able to reap the full benefits. Kein mishalim l'chol echad v'echad tzchar kol haTorah, im kol echad kolul b'chavrei ba'ava u'ba'achdos. And again, by joining together in this incredible way, we're able to share our schar, and that's part of the chassid, the cha Hashem chassid, the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do this on our behalf. Okay, last but not least, we're going to squeeze in one more very quickly, this piece that immediately follows B'Medjesh Rabbah. It's really a Gemara in Shabbos, Pechesim and Aleph, where the Gemara says that when B'nai Yisrael said, Nasa V'Nishma, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Gila Razel Levnai, who revealed the secret to my children? Shekdimu Nasa V'Nishma, they figured out the secret of the angels, Kamosh Malachi Asharis, Magdima Nasa L'Nishma, like the angels who say Nasa before Nishma, or as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ose Devaro L'Shmoa B'Kol Devaro. The angels know how to do an Asiya before Ashmiya. Ask the Mor B'Shemesh a very simple question. U'lechore Einu Muvan, I don't understand. What's the big Chiddush here? She'lechore Ein Zasod Amok L'Haktim Nasa L'Nishma. It's not such a big secret. Sometimes in life you have an opportunity that presents itself, and you have to grab it right away. I would like to read the fine details. I probably should read the fine details, but I'm scared to lose out on this offer, this opportunity, that sometimes I jump at something. Is it always, when you slow down a little bit, does it always work out? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But it's not such a secret to sometimes seize an opportunity a little more quickly. People also sometimes, they act before they fully process. A person doesn't know how long he's going to be around or how long the opportunity is going to be around, and therefore he sometimes grabs onto a mitzvah or grabs onto any opportunity immediately. Sometimes you do a mitzvah and you do it quickly, and if you would have davened already, would have contemplated it, you would have had better kavana, you could have done it differently, but sometimes you hop around. That's the way of the world. Whatever you're able to do, just do. So there's a mile to doing without the patience of the Nishma. It's not such a chiddush of the angels. So what exactly was the novelty of Nasa v'Nishva? Ach be'emes ha'inyin hu kach. She'boser v'dam tzarech lachtof ha'mitzvos ad shelo yishma. Yes, it's true. A person needs to grab onto mitzvos before he even fully grasps what they are. She'mi yodeya ma yolad yom, because who knows what's going to happen from one day to the next. Chaperein, again, grab the mitzvos, or as the Gemara says, this world is like a wedding, and we're at the shmorg. Chatoifa achol, grab and eat, right? Because very quickly they're going to clear the tables, and there'll be nothing left. So you have an opportunity, grab a mitzvah. That's true for people. Aval malachei asharis sheheim kayamim la'olam. But why would an angel say nasa before nishma? What's his rush? He's got all the time in the world. He doesn't have a limited existence like a neshama in a guf. Ein tzvichem lasa shlichusam ad shelo yishmao. They have every reason to slow down, to process, and then to act. So why do the angels, why are they the sort of the model for nasa v'nishma, that they know how to act even right away, despite the fact that they're not under the time pressure that human beings are under? You know why? They act immediately with great zeal. You know why? Because it comes from a place of pure love. That ain't nachanami, I could take my time, and maybe on a certain level I should take my time, but ava mekalkelas es ashura, that I love the opportunity to connect to Hashem, to serve Hashem, that I just jump. V'lo yishketu v'lo yanuchu af rega achas mi'avodas, and I can't wait a second to seize the opportunity to connect to Hashem. V'yisrael kishahayu b'mayim at Arsinai, and therefore klal yisrael at Arsinai. Af shemikalach teva anoshi, from a human perspective, they're being given the deal of a lifetime. How could they not jump at it? That's true from the human perspective. But Hashem was disqualifying. Hashem says, I see that the real reason you took it is not because, as human beings, you had a good offer and you don't want to lose the offer, right, before the sale ends, l'havdol. But rather, you took it like an angel takes it. They didn't take it for that reason. They took it because of the burning fire of love of Hashem inside of them. That's why they took it. They wanted to do it out of a great love for Hashem. The truth is, you could even say, he doesn't mention it here, but we do have a notion that Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai were like Adam Kodem Achet. In a sense, maybe they were beings that would live forever once again, if not for Chet HaEgel. So it could be, as people who didn't have that time pressure, they truly were angelic, and it's for that reason they were able to choose Nasa v'Nishma like an angel, which means what? Simply an expression of just incredible love and desire to connect to Hashem. And that's what Hashem was so excited about. Is that Perash HaMedrash? That's what the Gemara is telling us in that Midrashic passage in the Gemara. Kevin Sha'omri Yisrael Nasa v'Nishma, Hashem said, wow, Mi gila ra ze lebanai, who revealed the secret of the Malachi Asharis? Ratzalomer shalohai magdim en nasa lenishma v'chinas b'nei adam. They weren't saying nasa v'nishma like a person would say nasa v'nishma, but rather ele v'chinas malachim. They said it like an angel, mi godel ahavasam la'borei baruchu. They said it with the enthusiasm and the excitement of the malachim. So really, four incredible ideas. Number one, kol ha'am ro'am es ha'kolos, never to be satisfied with even seeing lofty things. Always dig deeper, like Avram Avinu, to come to the metzios of the Ein Sof Baruch Hu. Number two, achas dibra elokim shtayim zu shamati. Perish number one, that everything is really kol ba'anochi, but Hashem in His kindness split it up so that we can get greater reward, like mitzvah va'osa. Number three, another pshat in achas dibra elokim, that somehow Klal Yisrael are able, even though we're all divided, we're able to unify in such a way that we're able to make it into a Torah achas and be able to benefit each other by sharing each other's efforts. And that's a kindness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to allow us to all achieve the entirety of the Torah. And lastly, the chiddush of the Nasa v'Nishma is that we said it like angels, even though we had a human reason to want to jump at this great offer. We accepted it upon ourselves with an ava that was boer ke'ish inside of us to want to cling to Hashem, and that's something that that we have to try to live with, that angelic awesome love for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we should be zocha to mekabel the Torah ba'avo v'yira among Klal Yisrael, and bizocha to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to mekayim the entirety of the Torah.